Well, good morning. It's 7:28 a.m. on Monday, September the 13th, 2021. It's chilly. Chilly is good. I like chilly. I like it when it's chilly. I can zip up my hoodie and breathe the fresh air, and it beats the heck out of walking when it's too warm. So yeah, hi, it's a chilly morning. It's kind of a gray, drab day. Cloud cover's almost complete. It's not all the way complete. There's at least two or three cloud layers above me. There's some really dark low-hanging clouds off to the west. There's a thinner cloud layer in the mid layer, and then there's another one way up high. I don't usually get to see all three layers. Usually it's just like one or two, but it's definitely some sort of layered effect up there this morning. So yeah, weekend was pretty low key. The working writer thing is coming along. The working writer challenge is the one I'm doing with the people on ConvertKit. At the moment, it's only like me and another guy who writes horror out of the UK. So he's like 6 hours ahead of me. So quite frequently, he's posting his word count from yesterday. His goal for the week is only 5K. That's what he thinks it's going to take to finish his current working process. I guess work in progress is the right phrase. Anyway, I'm going to need a lot more than that. But the Wizard's Cat is taking some really weird turns. I'm liking it. I like the turns it's taken. I wonder how they noticed. I just walked by the sign that says, "Please do not cut our flowers." And while there is one stalk in there that has been cut, it's not obvious unless you're really looking for it. I mean, I don't blame them, but still, it's sort of like, okay. My eyes are all gummy this morning. There's been a lot of stuff in the air over the weekend. Morning. It's a lot clean. It seems a lot cleaner this morning, but it was. Pretty grim. And as a result, I got extra goopy eyes this morning. Part of it is age. Part of it is there's just a lot of crap in the air here. Jay off in the distance. There is a bit of a breeze this morning. It's not helping it. It's not making it feel any warmer. It feels wet. Dank. So I've been experimenting with Civ 6. I took my game and restarted it from the earliest save, which is a little bit cheaty because I know who's around me and I know what the land is shaped like now. I know a lot more than I should, based on what I'm seeing. Based on what I've explored in this game. Okay, you get out of my way. You're going straight ahead, okay? And the first thing... this isn't the first game I have declared war in, but it's definitely the earliest I declared war. I thought I was going to lose it, frankly. I lost a few units, but I managed to wipe out the Russians. Not that I have anything against the Russians, it's just that they were in my way. And they had some really nice cities built up. So I took them. And then went about becoming suzerain of some of the local city-states. Okay, that's a lot of wind. I'm being protected by by all the buildings around. But the treetops above the house roofs, they're whipping around. And yesterday I played, not all day, but most of the day, a lot of the day. And I had a good time. I had a down day. I did not down as in taking it off. I was reading Dungeon Crawler Carl in the morning and kind of lost track of the morning. Said, no, not with that. Maybe I'll take Sundays off from now on. No walk, no talk, no write. I'm down to 100 pages in the first pass through the Ishmael megafile. As I'm contemplating the whole thing, the last 100 pages is kind of crowded. Coming up on a Get Ready, Set With Me monk post. I'll have to see what it looks like. The build toward it is really slow, but it spans all three books. And the early steps are kind of buried in the story, which is the way it should be in the first book. In the second book, they're a little more obvious. And then in the third book, it becomes clear. Which is sort of like the way it's supposed to be. So from that perspective, I'm pretty pleased with it. So we'll see if this last 100 pages is as satisfying as I hope it's going to be. School bus waiting here. Not sure what he's waiting for. That's what he's waiting for. So yeah, I finished the first book and went and dove right into the second one, just bang. Princess Donut. Seems to die down a little bit. The clouds off the east are breaking up a little bit. I think the sun is warming the atmosphere enough to burn some of the clouds off. Off to the west, it's still pretty grim looking. There's unfriendly looking clouds off to the south, south southeast. But yeah, Dinneman, it was the first, his Dominion of Blades, the first lit RPG that I read. And my friend John Ward turned me on to it. It was pretty clever. I've since read a ton of lit RPG. Some of it is clever, some of it is more the same. But I'm enjoying the Dinneman book. I've only got today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday, the Royal Manticore and Merchant Marine event ends on the 15th. So whatever book I finish Wednesday morning, I got about two more books I can get in before the deadline. That lady with the red visor hat. Good morning. Definitely in that transition stage. All of the grass heads, almost all the grass heads have broken off now. There's just little stubs left down in the lower levels. There's a lot of wispy grass, feathery grass, but those grasses that have heads have almost all broken off. Seeds being spread to the wind in preparation for their long sleep of winter. David Attenborough has nothing to fear for me in terms of narration. Just saying. See that guy coming back with his one bag of groceries and a cup of coffee. I see him not all the time, but pretty regularly. I don't know, but he's got the right idea. Get up in the morning, take a walk to the grocery store, stock up on fresh fruits and veggies for the day. Anyway, I made it. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.